receivers. Felt like other than that, other than those two plays, you know, I threw the ball well and I did the things I want to do with football. But those two plays, you know, just don't, you don't, can't have turnovers. So, so outside the pocket, especially, you know, one of the things, and I'm glad it happens in preseason ball, is we see Andy Lee pin these guys deep. So you have a third and long at midfield and got outside and just tried to make a play, tried to you know, keep that drive going and fit one in there to Gary, and ball gets knocked up in the air and turned over. And so we'll throw that one out of bounds, let Andy pin them deep, and let our defense go to work. And so we'll move on from that one. So, yeah, it's just obviously not the standard I want to play at. But inevitably in this game there's adversity, and you're going to have things that happen, mistakes. And I thought, you know, as a group, we responded well, got down there and got 3 points. And so that was good, but certainly not the standard of where we want to be.
Josh, I just saw on Twitter somewhere that you were in the X-ray room. Is that where you?
Yeah, just jammed a finger. So we're just making sure everything's okay. It's just, you know, super cautious.
Was it negative?
Yeah, everything's fine. It feels fine.
Josh, what did you see on the deep ball?
Well, he had, on his corner route, he had one-on-one, and we had talked about earlier in the week when we have an opportunity with those guys one-on-one to get it up and see if they can make a play. And so so that's what we were trying to do there, and just, you know, got made a good play, turn around and catching it. You know, I think, you know, in hindsight, again, it's the same thing. It's third and long. Check the ball down and move on. And if we punt it, we got a really good punter. So, so you know, lesson learned, move on.
Did you see the running game take steps this week after last week?
Yeah, absolutely. That was very encouraging. I thought both Crow and T. West did some good things with the football. The guys, the line played well as far as getting us rolling in the run game. And so there were certainly, you know, several things as we pieced the stuff we did last week and the stuff we did this week. There are things that we're putting together that we can really, you know, get excited about and hang our hat on. So those are positives, especially like we talked about. You know, last week we didn't have the chances to get the runs going, and so this week to get more going was a good thing. And it was I think the line, you know, was excited about where they were with it. And you felt like if we played a whole game, we were going, we were wearing on them and had a chance to really start cracking some big ones.
Josh, I know injuries are part of this, but how tight has this been not having some guys that are going to be key guys this year, whether it's Dwayne or Duke Johnson or whoever, not out there?
Yeah, you know, you'd like to have those guys. Some of the coverages and things that they played on third down, where they're covering you and letting you have isolations underneath. It's when a guy like Duke can really expose some things, we hope. And there were some plays that, obviously we want everybody we can have, to help us. So it's unfortunate, but it's part of this game, and we feel good with the guys that were in there. And so, you know, when those guys get back, we'll get them right in and get rolling. So it is what it is.
Josh, heading into the third preseason game, which is usually the dress rehearsal game, it's been your team, you know, firmly, you know, up to this point. Do you still feel like, you know, hey, that's the route that we're on? And
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm told otherwise. You know, my preparation will be the same as it has been, and you know, we'll get ready to roll down to Tampa, and hopefully, you know, depending on how long we play or whatever, you know, the situation is, but go out there and like you said, kind of really get revved up, you know, kind of the last time for the opener.
Josh, having practiced against the Bills for a couple of days and then obviously playing them tonight, just how good is that front that they have? How much pressure did you feel, and how much of a quality test is that for you?
It's obviously a quality test. You know, I'd be surprised if that defense isn't somewhere at the top of the league towards the end of the year. They're a good front. There's no question about that. And, yeah, Kyle Williams into that, and they're a very, very good front. So So, you know, but our guys did a good job blocking and giving us time. And like I said, we got some things going in the run game. It's a good defense. But I felt like we had opportunities to move the ball. And like I said, the things that stopped us and our group, the things that stopped us were my mistakes that I feel like I can fix. So, you know, we can give us, you know, I can do that and help us have a better chance to succeed in that matter.
What was your reaction to Johnny's touchdown drive?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, you know, he did some great things. It was cool. The throw, you know, the long throw to Jennings. He kind of opened up OTAs way back in whenever that was, with the first play of, you know, OTAs. He had a play like that. They tried to get to Jennings, and I think it just barely got broken up. And so it was cool to see that especially going to the left, that take place, and then to find. Win in the end zone there. It was awesome. It was good. That was really good play by Johnny, just from everything, just the read, the step up, the play from the pocket was, you know, it's everything that, as a young quarterback, you want to see him, you know, grow into. And so really, really proud of how he played. It was awesome.
Did you bang the finger on a helmet or something? And then could you relate to like what Connor Shaw has been through? Did you have that kind of a scare, and how do you think you'll be heading into the next game?
Yeah, I don't know exactly when it happened. I just know it was sore. And so, like I said, we just took some precautionary pictures of it to make sure it's all right. And, I don't want to speculate moving forward on, you know, something could change, you know, overnight, but I feel like it'll be fine. So we'll see. And I can empathize with Connor, you know, being there, did a similar thing to my thumb last year. And so it's a bummer for him and wish him well and, you know, speedy recovery.
Do you think that, I mean, would you have to have an MRI on that too, just to make sure there's not a ligament?
I don't know. I'll just defer to the trainers on that. The trainers and the docs will look at that and make their assessment and let me know what we need to do.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, guys.